Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages to you for 20 years now. And we thank the Lord for all of you who are listening today, for the prayers, for the provision for this radio station. And if you are tuning in today for the very first time, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today, we're going to be talking about Jesus, the deliverer. Jesus Christ is the one that can set the captives free. He is the one that delivers us. And so we're going to be looking at deliverance from bondage, deliverance from chains, deliverance from brokenness. And so this is going to be a great message that the Lord has put on my heart today. Turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 4. Amen. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you. Going to talk to you just briefly a minute about what's going on here in Kenya. We've been preparing for end-of-year activities. We have church anniversary coming up in about a month, and we also have children coming home from boarding schools and children finishing up the terms, the last term of their schooling. So we'll have all the children back in the home here, about 22 children. We'll have them all back in the home here in just a few days. And so we're going to be preaching a lot, going to do a conference in December, possibly a crusade over at Butere in December. And so keep all of that lifted up in your prayers. We're also wanting to build a school. We invite you to participate with us in that project. It's going to be a primary school, grades 1-8 for the village children in Makunda. And many of the children there are Muslim. Many of them drop out in grades 6-8. It's not a priority for many of the families out there, and also they're very short on money to put the children in school and keep them there in school. So we have 2 acres of land purchased set aside for the school project. It's going to be right beside the children's home, very convenient. And so if you think you can help us with this project, we're asking the Lord for $300,000. Pray about your part. Pray about what the Lord would have you to do to get the school established here in Makunda. It would be a great blessing to the people of that village, a great blessing to the ministry. Also provide some jobs for the people in the area. And so we ask you to pray about your part. See if you can help us. Email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I'll share with you more details on that project. Well, today we're going to be talking about Jesus, the deliverer, and praise God for that. Just to say those words is an encouragement to me and an encouragement to all of you. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. He came to set the captives free. He came to break every yoke. And so today we're going to be talking about Jesus' appointed mission. Part of his mission was to break the yoke, bondage of sin off of people. That, in addition to salvation, the blood of Jesus saves us, washes our sins away. And so we're going to start here in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and then we're going to jump over to Mark chapter 5, the story of Legion in the Gadarenes, the story of Legion, a man who was possessed with many, many demons, and Jesus broke the bondage off of Legion, and he can do it off of us as well. So Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, is in the temple, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, and this is verse 18 in Luke chapter 4, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." So there are 6 things that Jesus proclaimed about himself. And these are just a repeat of the prophecy from the book of Isaiah. And so Jesus said these six things, and three of them has direct impact on situations where people are in bondage, where people are needing deliverance, where people are oppressed by the devil, where people have been taken captive by the devil. And so three of them, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, that includes many people who are depressed and in despair, in depression, thoughts of suicide, and then to proclaim liberty to the captives. He's not talking about people sitting in jail necessarily, or captive in slavery of some kind, although it also includes that. But he's talking about those who in daily life are captive to situations, captive to addictions, captive to pornography, captive to drug addiction, alcohol addiction, all kinds of perversions. And so he came to proclaim liberty to captives. And in the fifth one, he says to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And so oppression comes in a lot of different forms. It comes in a lot of different shapes and philosophies. Oppression can be a bondage to a particular philosophy, a perverted philosophy of life, a perverted philosophy or a perverted image of your own self, your own sexuality. Can also be a oppression to a false religion, something that has led you astray, some kind of cult, some kind of religion that is not based on the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed for us on the cross. And so oppression comes in many different forms, and it puts people in a bondage. It puts people in captivity. And so Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. And so he does that. He is able to do that through the blood that he shed on the cross. He is able to set the captives free. And beloved, if you are in bondage, and just about everybody at one point in time is in bondage to something. In America, a big bondage is gluttony. People get in all kinds of problems because food becomes their God, and they have all kinds of medical issues because of it. And so there are a lot of different ways people can get into captivity, get into bondage. It all involves demonic activity. All bondage and captivity involves demon activity, where the demons and the soul make agreements with each other, or I should say the soul gets bound with demons, and then the demons start to control part of a person's personality. They start to control a person's behavior, lead them in ways that they don't want to go. And so Jesus Christ is the deliverer. He is the bondage breaker. He is the one that set the captives free. Well, the story of Legion in Mark chapter 5 is a great story. If you've never read it, I urge you to read it today. We're not going to read every verse. It's quite long. We're just going to read some of the verses to highlight the story. But this is one of the most magnificent and astounding stories in all of the New Testament, where Jesus encounters this man who is full of demons. He's possessed by demons, and the demons have taken him completely out of society. He's totally an outcast. He's having all kinds of psychotic behaviors and antisocial behaviors. And it really, it's a picture of many of the people in America today, people who eventually many of them commit suicide or lash out with some violent act, take other people's lives with them. And so it's a tragic situation that's going on in America today. And the mental illness issues in America today, all of the drugs taken for mental illness issues, is a big, big problem. And beloved, the only way to come out of this problem, psychology may help a little bit, but it's not really the answer. The only way that can help and totally break through and break free and let a captive out of the prison that they're in is through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you want deliverance, Beloved, turn to Jesus. If you want to break free from the addictions you're in, turn to Jesus. If you've been a person that has been in captivity to pornography or captivity to sexual perversion, all of the different forms of sexual perversion, if you've been in captivity to lying or stealing or cheating or any bondage that has directed your life towards the devil, beloved, Jesus is the answer to get you back on the right track, get you back to where you can say, I'm free, thank God, I'm free at last. And so in chapter 5, verse 2 in the book of Mark, and when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Well, this is a pretty typical behavior of people who are very depressed. We have an epidemic of young people, not just young people, but mostly young people who have cut themselves, who are scarred on their hands and different places on their arms, and they have cut themselves. And beloved, this is just blood sacrifice to the demons. This is blood sacrifice that when a person gets in bondage to demons and bondage to the devil, they want to cut themselves, they want to harm themselves in some way, and eventually the ultimate harming is to take a person's life out, and that is what the devil will do. Eventually, he'll keep working on a person, he'll keep oppressing a person to the point where they see no value in their life, they see no purpose in their life, they see no reason to keep living, and so he will get them to eventually either kill other people and then kill himself, or just take themselves out in suicide. John 10:10 is a scripture where Jesus describes what is going on. He says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come to give life and to give life abundantly. And so as we think about Jesus Christ, he came to give you abundant life. He came to give me abundant life. And so my testimony, I'm not going to tell it today, but it also includes time of great depression, time when I was in drugs and alcohol and had no real purpose in my life. And so, beloved, this speaks to all of the human condition that includes depression, despair, disappointment in your life, lack of purpose, all of those things. And so when this man in the tombs was cutting himself, it was just like back in 1 Kings chapter 18 when Elijah was had rounded up the prophets of Baal, and the prophets of Baal were crying out to Baal, their god, and they were trying to communicate with their god. Well, Baal obviously was a false god, and in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 28 it says, they cried aloud and they cut themselves as was their custom with knives and lances until the blood gushed out of them. And so we see this is a common thing where people are in bondage to the devil, in bondage to demons. They cut themselves as a blood sacrifice to the demons that have a hold of their soul. Well, back to Mark chapter 5. And so this man in the Gadarenes, this man who is in bondage, he's very violent. He breaks the chains. He breaks anything that tries to hold him back. And then in verse 6, now here's a very telling verse in this chapter. But when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. Well, here's something very interesting, beloved. Even though this man was in a deplorable condition, he was in a hopeless condition, had no plan, no purpose, he was outcast totally from society, he still recognized Jesus Christ as Lord. He still recognized the divinity of Jesus Christ. And you can say, well, how can that be? This man was in such a deplorable state. How could he recognize Jesus Christ? It's because the Spirit in him recognized the authority and the divinity of Jesus Christ. We are a three-part being. 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says we are spirit, soul, and body. And so the spirit of you has been created in the image of God. Well, your body is also created in the image of God, but your spirit is created to communicate with God. And so even though this man was demon-possessed with many, many demons, his spirit still recognized Jesus Christ. Even Satan, who was cast out of heaven, he certainly knows who Jesus is, and the demons also know who Jesus is. That's why when he gave this man a command, we'll talk about that in a minute, when he gave this man a command, he was speaking to the demons, and he said, you have to come out of him, and they come out, because they had to obey the word of the Son of God. And so just remember that no matter how far you get away from God, no matter how far you get down in the mud, I'm thinking of the prodigal son. He was out in the pig pen or out in the field with the pigs, standing in the mud, and he was eating the pods, the same thing the pigs were eating. No matter how far you get away from the Lord, beloved, your spirit still recognizes the fact that God wants to speak to you. God wants to get a hold of your spirit and get your soul in submission to your spirit and get your soul submitted to the point where your spirit then takes over and leads you back to God, pushes you back to God, draws you back to God. And so this man, even in the despicable state that he was in, it looked like nothing good was ever going to happen in his life. Jesus Christ came to him and he recognized Jesus as Lord. He said, Son of the Most High God, I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For Jesus had said to him, verse 8, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. He gave him a command, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And then Jesus asked this man, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Well, many people say that Legion was the number of 2,000 because the Legion in the Roman army was about 2,000 people. I've seen different accounts on that number. But it's obvious this man had many, many, many demons. And you say, well, how can one person have that many demons? The demons take no space. They are spiritual entities, spiritual beings, and they take no space. So, beloved, you can have 5 demons, you can have 10 demons, you can have 100 demons. And this man had 2,000 demons over the years they had built up. And so we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, how they build up. And you can go from one demon to many demons, and they still find a home in your physical body. And so he says, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged Jesus earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Well, the reason he wanted to stay in the country where he was at, in this place in the Gadarenes, demons are familiar spirits. They're familiar to families. They follow certain families. They stay in certain areas for the most part. They want to stay in those areas where they are familiar to the families, to the clans, to the tribes. There's also principalities and more regional and countrywide demonic entities. But the demons that inhabit individual people are very territorial. They want to stay with you. They want to follow your family. They know your family's history. And so these demons were begging Jesus to leave them alone, let them stay in this country. And so it says here that in verse 11, a large herd of swine was feeding near these this man near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. Well, swine were considered unclean in the Jewish culture. They didn't eat swine or have anything to do with them. And so the demons knew that they could be sent into the swine, and Jesus would probably agree with that because they were unclean to this man and the Jewish culture. And so at once Jesus gave them permission, then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, and there were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. And so those who fed the swine fled, that is, the herders fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. And in verse 15, then they came to Jesus, and they saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed, and about the swine. And verse 17, then the herders, they began to plead with Jesus to depart from their region. Well, a couple of things we can learn from this. Number one is that when Jesus commanded the demons to come out, they had to come out. He agreed with them to go into the swine. They rushed down into the sea, and 2,000 of the swine died. Well, when Jesus comes in to break chains in a village or in a region or a territory or even in you, there will be great changes in your life. Now, the swine died, but the demons didn't die. They went and tried to find another body to inhabit, another body to oppress, another body to put in bondage. So the demons didn't die. Their time to be tormented, their time to be cast into the lake of fire and into hell has not come yet. And so you don't necessarily get rid of the demons when you get rid of them out of your own body. And that's a cautionary word for you, because the demons will come back when you get set free, whether it's by the word of God coming across the radio or the word of God coming to you at a church service or a revival or a crusade. The word of God can break the chains off of you, because the word is Jesus Christ. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so the word can set you free, but be on your guard, because the demons will try to come back. They didn't drown when they got cast out. They didn't get burned when they got cast out. They will come back and they will try to get into your house. They will try to get into your tent, into your tabernacle. And so the demons will come back. So you must be on your guard and continue to disciple yourself, be disciplined in the tenets of the Christian faith. And that's the only way you can keep them out. It's a daily thing. Really, it's an hour by hour thing, or a minute by minute discipline that has to keep you free so that the demons don't come back and bring others to themselves. We'll talk about that more next week. But here's another lesson that we can learn. When the great changes came in this legion, he had been set free. He had had the chains broken off of him by the blood of Jesus, by the word of Jesus. The herders and the people from the town, they didn't celebrate. They reacted against Jesus. They didn't celebrate because they were more concerned about the wealth and the prosperity of the pigs, of the swine. They were more concerned about their welfare than they were concerned about this man, Legion, who had been out there in the tombs. And so we see that in America. We see many, many people with mental issues, struggles, depression, despair, suicide, all these things. We give them drugs, we get them in programs, and we think everything is okay. But beloved, if these people really got set free, it would cause cataclysmic, great changes in the society in the United States of America. Even now, we have a shutdown of government because one faction of the political spectrum wants to demand we keep funding all of these sexual perversions, all of these crazy programs, not just in America, but all over the world, because this is the way it has been for the last 40 years, and we're going to keep it this way no matter what. We're not going to let go of these perversions. We're not going to let go of funding them in Kenya or in Africa or anywhere else. And so you see the restoration of people's mental health, the restoration of people's freedom, deliverance from bondage, deliverance from the chains that hold them in place. The people won't even let go of that bondage, even though the man in front of them has been set free. And so that becomes a big societal issue. Where are you going to spend the money? How are you going to help the people that are set free? How are you going to help them get reintegrated into society, get them off the streets, get them out of the tent cities in Los Angeles and in Portland and in San Francisco, get them out of there and integrate them into society so they can be functional people in society besides being on their way to salvation and deliverance in Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to continue with this next week. We'll talk more about how deliverance and demonic bondage is broken and people can be set free for all eternity. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We thank you for listening today. We invite you to partner with this ministry to keep the radio broadcast coming and to keep the Africa mission going at a high level. You can contact us, Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you sit down today. Write us out a check of support. You can go to PayPal, paypal.me/gatheroutcast. That's paypal.me/gatheroutcast. Check us out at Facebook, Jim Rau, R-O-W-H, Jim Rau, and we would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.